Oh, nice. Sounds like a good rig. I'll have to look at it when I get home. I've got an FT-897 that I've been using as a portable rig, and suddenly it decided to go stupid. It says 0.000, doesn't do the little power-up beep anymore. I think I just got to rewrite the firmware or something. But it's all upset. I also got to replace one of the rotary encoders. The knob snapped off, but it was already, it was already kind of getting to the point where if you turn it, like, one notch, it goes nuts. So it needs to be replaced anyway, and I just got a knob on it, and it'll be all good to go then. But I've got the batteries for it, the matching tuner that screws right onto the side. It's a great little rig.
You know, probably before you were born, Yaesu's first generation of programmable VHF mobiles, the memorizer like the 227R and those kind of rigs, they used an optical disc on the back of the tuning knob that had, you know, all these little IMT punch holes in it. And that thing was notorious for just, it wasn't an electrical failure, an electronic failure, it was a mechanical failure. So where that disc would come loose on the back of the shaft, or the bearings in the shaft would get crappy, and the spin would not be completely circular, and it would drive that optical encoder just crazy. You'd be sitting there talking, and the thing would change frequencies by a notch, up or down. But come a long way since 1977.